We're coming up on an anniversary this weekend. It's probably not one you've noted before. On December 14th, 1799, the nation's first president, George Washington, died at his home, Mount Vernon. It was not an easy death, primarily because of the medical treatments he was given. Dr. Howard Markel is a physician and medical historian at the University of Michigan, and he's written an essay about that. So the former president gets sick. Someone calls the doctor. What happened from there?
Well, you know, it all started on a cold, frigid afternoon in Virginia. It was December 13th when things started. George Washington was on horseback overseeing the activities at Mount Vernon.
Probably fox hunting.
No, actually just seeing what was growing and planting, and he actually caught a cold.
So the doctor was called, reached the house, I assume, a few hours later.
Yes, several hours later. First, Washington's regular physician, a man named James Craig, who treated him for over 40 years, came, as well as a bloodletter. It was the overseer on the estate, a man named Rawlins, who removed about 14 ounces of blood. Bloodletting was a major treatment back then.
That's always a great start to strengthen you.
Well, yeah, it's really based on a Hippocratic treatise of the four body humors,
right?
Blood, yellow bile, black bile, and phlegm. And the thought was that there was too much blood. He was over-sanguine. It was causing the inflammation in his throat.
They also used some other treatments that caused him some pain.
Yes. The doctor gave him blister of cantharides, which we know better as Spanish fly. It's an insect. But when you mash it up or crush it up and put it in a solution, it really raises a huge blister on human skin. And that was a concept called counter-irritation, that if you raised a blister, you would draw out the bad humors that were inflaming the particular body part in question.
So he dies not too much longer out after another treatment, some kind of poisonous compounds and so forth. What did he actually die from?
This is what doctors have been arguing since probably 5 minutes after Washington died. Certainly the treatments didn't help. And for a long time, the trope was the doctors bled Washington to death. And that's not completely untrue. But what he probably had was something called acute epiglottitis, which is caused by Haemophilus influenzae, a bacteria that we now have a great vaccine for, so we rarely see it at all. And it basically inflames the back of the throat so much that you suffocate, that you cannot breathe and you die.
I read an article recently that an architect also showed up at Mount Vernon just after the president's death and pleaded with Martha Washington to allow him to set up a transfusion of lamb's blood into Washington's dead body in an effort to reanimate it. She declined the offer. Was that something that was commonly attempted, or was this cutting-edge technology at the time?
No, I think you'd call it quack medicine. But another physician who came after the death wanted to freeze Washington's body with the hope of somehow reanimating it as well. Washington insisted, by the way, one of his last wishes was, don't bury me until 3 days after I'm dead. So maybe he had those ideas in mind.
Okay, thanks very much. Dr. Markel is a medical historian and a physician at the University of Michigan.